Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Spotlight. Political correspondent Adam Kelsey joining us live this morning as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand officially is joining the race for the White House. You know, Adam, a lot of people thought she was already in the race.
Yeah, it's something of a formality to announce, as she did over the weekend in a video message posted to YouTube, that she was officially running. But as she said a few months ago herself, these presidential exploratory committees don't often go out and explore and come back empty-handed. So, like you said, already in the race for the most part, but it's been a bit of a struggle for the senator so far. A recent CNN poll taken about a week ago, she was not the first choice candidate of a single person polled out in Iowa. She's obviously in the middle of a 15-person field right now, a field that's only going to grow in the next few weeks. So she's going to have to find her way of differentiating herself in the coming weeks now that she's officially in the race.
Did it surprise people that, you know, she's considering this, and given everything that's happened in between that time where she announced she's considering it and officially announcing over the weekend, so much has happened, so many people have gotten in the race. Did a lot of people maybe expect her to say, okay, I've considered it, maybe I should take a back seat?
Well, yeah, and especially because of the poll numbers that I mentioned, but also the bit of controversy that we saw a couple weeks ago about her staff's handling of a sexual harassment case in her Senate office. She came under some scrutiny for continuing to employ the person who was accused of sexual harassment. Eventually, when this report was made public, she ended up letting that person go. But a lot of people said she wasn't exactly practicing what she preached. She was the first one to come out and say that Senator Al Franken of Minnesota needed to resign back in late 2017. She's been really outspoken in those types of issues. And for a controversy like that to come up in the middle of that presidential exploratory committee, a lot of people thought that might be something that kind of pushed her out of the race. But ultimately, as we mentioned, that ended up not being the case. And she's going to have to maybe make some adjustments going forward to gain ground.
All right. And then Joe Biden, he's getting more headlines again. He kind of slipped a hint at a presidential run again, didn't he?
Yeah, slip of the tongue on Saturday night at a Delaware Democratic Party dinner. I was actually in the room, and it was really interesting to see the reaction of this crowd. Obviously, a very pro-Joe Biden crowd in his home state of Delaware, but he said in comparison to everyone who was already running, he had the most progressive record, and everybody caught on to that already running part, a standing ovation, and then he crossed himself, and he actually took it back, and he said, of anyone who would run. So we are still expecting Biden to enter the race. I talked to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware at the dinner. He said that Biden told him he is all but certain. So look out for Joe Biden the next few weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Adam, thanks so much. That's Adam Kelsey joining us. Big 2020 updates over the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.